Get Crazy for Radio Kids. Here is today's subject. It is my top 10 music. But before I tell you what came at 10, I have a hard maths question for you to do. I will make you a rosette if you are the first, and that means you are the winner. And that maths question is 144 multiplied by 4. Anyway, at 10 we have Shine a Light by McFly. At 9 we have Read All About It by Professor Green. At 8 we have Yeah by Chris Brown. At 7 we have Marry the Night by Lady Gaga. At 6 we have Firework by Katy Perry. And at 5 we have Lightning by The Wanted. At 4 we have Rolling in the Deep by Adele. At 3 we have Price Tag by Jessie J. At 2 we have Umbrella by Rihanna. And the one that is the top of the charts is 3D by JLS. Thanks Crazy for Radio Kids. I will see you next week. You are great listeners, but stay tuned for the next person.
This is Drew, and today we will be talking about the football match on Monday night. Adam Ovington's thought that Caelan Johnson played the best, but I thought that Ryan Swan played the best. Curtis King was in defence, but he scored from behind the halfway line. Adam Ovington scored a brilliant volley and two more. I scored four goals, one in the first match, two in the second match, and one in the third match. Micah Benjamin scored two in the last game, and the best goal was a chip over the keeper. Ryan Swan was in goal, and he only let four goals in. Scores were 3-2 to us, then 4-1 to us, then 3-1 to us. The positions were me as a centre-forward, Adam Ovington and Caelan Johnson and Micah Benjamin in midfield, and Curtis King and Callum Andrews in defence with Ryan Swan in as goalkeeper. That's all from us, me, Nick. Next up is Shannon and Macy, but first is Jedward, Ice Ice Baby.
This is Macy and Shannon Joe. Today we will tell you the school top hits. We went around all the upper school classes. Here are the songs.
Under Pressure by Jedward, She Makes Me Wanna by JLS, Dance With Me Tonight by Ollie Mears, Hot and Cold by Katy Perry, Grenade by Bruno Mars, Price Tag by Jessie J, Born This Way by Lady Gaga, What Makes You Beautiful by One Direction, The 18 by Ed Sheeran, and I Haven't Met You Yet by Michael Bublé.
At number 10 is Jedward and They Got Two.
At number 9 we've got Lady Gaga.
At number 8 we have Michael Bublé. And the winner is One Direction.
Hello, it's the Adam Ovington Show. Coming live to you from Tanfield.
Hi guys, today I'm going to talk about Liverpool versus Everton and Newcastle versus Arsenal. On Tuesday, Liverpool won 3-0 against arch rivals Everton with Stevie Gerrard scoring a hat-trick, wow. Certainly, on Monday night, Arsenal won 2-1 against Newcastle. Hatem Ben Arfa opened the scoring, then Robin Van Persie equalised. just seconds after Newcastle opened. It stayed 1-1 until stoppage time when Koscielny put one in. And now, the latest interview from Real Radio's Bernie Slaven. Why did you play for Ireland when you were Scottish?
I played for Ireland, although being Scottish, because I had Irish grandparents. Some people know, some people don't. I actually had a choice to play for Scotland. I spoke to the manager, who was Andy Roxburgh, and he told me he would definitely cap me, whether it be a B cap or a full cap, I would be capped by Scotland. But I met Jack Charlton, big Newcastle man. He was the Republic of Ireland manager at the time, and he says, look, I've heard you've been talking to Scotland, but I'm aware you've got Irish grandparents. How would you like to play for Ireland? And me, coming from Glasgow, being a big Celtic fan, and green and white, and Ireland wearing green and white in the background, I thought, hey, I'm going to go for the Republic. So I went to play for the Republic. Some people think, oh, I wasn't good enough for Scotland. Republic of Ireland at that time were far greater a team than Scotland. So much so that Ireland got to the World Cup quarterfinals in 1990, and the Scotland team were home in that first plane.
Is it true that you used to bark down the phone to your dog whilst you were away playing for Ireland?
That is definitely true. I mean, Tony Cascarino, the centre forward at the time, he mentioned it in his book, and that's how it came that people like yourself know about it. But I didn't actually room with him. I roomed with a guy called Alan McLaughlin, who played for Swindon. And one day, the missus phoned and says, OK, and she was talking away, and that I'd been away for 6-7 weeks. And I just says, listen, can you put the dog on? And I started howling down the phone, you all right there, boy? Woo, give it all that. What are you laughing at? And to be honest, I get more sense at the dog.
Yeah.
Right?
I have a goldfish and a budgie. What noises could I make down the telephone to my pet?
What noise can you make? So you've got a goldfish and a what?
And a budgie.
Well, you can whistle, can't you? Here, Joey. What's his name, Joey?
No, Bobby.
Bobby? How, Bob, after Bobby? No, after Sub Bobby. No? How do you get a name like Bobby for a budgie?
I don't know.
You want to sort that name out, kid?
I know. Who was your favourite player when you were younger?
My boyhood hero, and I played with him, several years back, I played with him in a charity game. My boyhood hero was Kenny Dalglish, who's manager of Liverpool. I used to watch Kenny. I was a big Celtic fan, watched Kenny, and he, without doubt, was my boyhood hero. He was one of the best players around at the time.
My favourite players are Lionel Messi, Frank Lampard and Steven Gerrard. I also like Alan Shearer and the legendary Chatty Milburn, who I have videos of at home.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. That's a lot of great players there.
Yeah.
Oh, if I was to say best player in the world that I've ever seen, it's Diego Maradona. And do you know why? See when he beat 6 England players and he banged it in against England. I was in Glasgow at the time, I was on the tables. That's why I love Maradona.
What do you think about the sacking of Andre Villas-Boas from Chelsea?
I think it's very unfair. I mean, he's only, I think, 37, 38 years of age. He's a young raw manager. He's not got a lot of time. But these guys at the top, like Abramovich, billionaires, businessmen. I mean, you're only a kid. But as you get older, you realise that a lot of these guys with the money are like schoolyard bullies. They want everything their way, and if you don't do it their way or you don't get the results instantly, they just boot you out. For me, it's cruel, it's unfair, and it's a lack of knowledge for the business point of view.
I wonder why Chelsea weren't playing to their full potential. Maybe player and manager disagreements. Do you think it was a good result on Sunday?
For?
Newcastle and Sunderland.
Newcastle-Sunderland? No, I was disappointed. I wanted Newcastle to get stuffed. I wanted to see Malcolm's mush when I come in here on the Monday and think Newcastle's been gubbed 3-1. But it wasn't to be. But I watched the game. I watched the highlights on the night and...
Well, you're talking to a Geordie now.
I know that. That's why I'm telling you I wanted you to get stuffed. Too many Geordies up here on this radio station. No, seriously, the game was a... It was a good advert for North East football. That was passionate. It was demanding. There were some great challenges. There were some outrageous challenges. Wasn't a great deal of goals, but there was enough in there, and the fans, both sets of fans, created and generated a fantastic atmosphere. So it was a very good derby game, one of the better ones in recent years.
What make of boots did you wear when you were playing football?
Well, I remember coming to Middlesbrough in 1984-85 season. As you can tell, I'm a lot younger than the two guys I work with. You know that, don't you? They're a lot older than me, Mark and Mickey. I'm a whippersnapper. And I remember going to the shop for my boots. And back then, they used to give you a sort of a cheque and say you can pick any pair of boots you want and they would pay for it. And I went and the proprietor, the shopkeeper, was saying, look, there's these £90, £100 boots at the time, which was a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I opted for a £25 pair. I could have opted for the £100 pair because they were paying for them, but I went for the £25 pair, and the shopkeeper was saying, "Oh," and it was Nike boots. Why are you going for them? These are much better leather. And I says, well, at the end of the day, it's not the boots, it's what's in the boots.
Yeah.
So if you've got two bad feet, it doesn't matter. If you wear £1,000 boots, you're still going to be rubbish. Yeah?
Yeah.
So I went for the cheaper pair because it's what's in the boots.
Well, I've worn Nike boots since 2007.
Good. I've always worn Nike. I still wear Nike now, trains with five asides.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I like.
That's all from me for now. Bye, everyone. Millie and Jody up next. Bye.
We're in the sunny Barbados to see Katie because she's on holiday.
Wow, that's great.
We can't wait to go to Milton and Teesdale next week. Hope all the year fives are packed and ready to go.
Everyone is choosing what bed they want to sleep in. Like, some people want to sleep in the same bed as last time and others want different beds.
Others are deciding who they want to sit next to on the bus.
Today we're going to talk about
school field trips.
As soon as we're going to Middleton on Monday.
The year fives are anyway. LOL.
You start going on field trips when you're in year four. We went to Middleton in year four and we're going back this year.
When you're in year six, you usually go to Howtown.
We only went for 2 nights and 3 days to Middleton last year, but this year we're going for 5 days and 4 nights.
We just can't wait to get away from Ross and Cole for a while.
Lol, they can be a pain, but
we'll always love them no matter what.
Back to school field trips.
This year, hopefully it will be a little hotter when we go to Middleton because
we went in January last year and we're going in March this year.
But we still have to pack jumpers and hats, scarves and gloves again.
Just the same as last year. We have Katie joining us for an interview now. Hello, Katie. Welcome to the Millie and Jody Show.
Thanks for coming.
We are going to ask you a few questions about when we went to Middleton and Teesdale last year.
Did you think that the drive was too long or was it okay? Tell us what you think.
I thought it was okay, but a bit noisy with all the boys shouting.
Question two. Did you enjoy it last year and why?
I enjoyed it because all my friends were around me. It was like one big happy family.
Do you think this year will be better than last year's trip and why do you think that?
I think it will be a bit better because it should be warmer and Jodie's like my sister, though she's not as annoying as Amy.
What did you like the most last year and what are you looking forward to most this year?
I liked everything about last year and I'm looking forward to just hanging out with my friends.
Okay, thanks, Katie. That's all on our interview.
Thanks
for coming, Katie. Bye.
Well, that was nice to have on the radio, wasn't it?
Course it was. We've had quite a few guests on our radio, haven't we?
Sure have.
Well, now on to our second topic, just chatting. We're just going to talk for the rest, just a little chat with you all, really.
Millie, can I ask you something?
What?
What's your favourite colour?
It's turquoise, but I like all colours, really.
Cool, mine is violet and turquoise. I just can't decide. Anyway, we've run out of time. See you soon. Bye.
Now for a song, by The 18 by Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, there's been a bit of a mix-up, Mr. Patterson. Here's the real song.
Hi, this is Rose and Alyssa, and we are talking about the World Maths Day winners.
Luke, Geordie, the two Drews, Niall, and some other people won.
Luke Donaldson did extremely well because he had a go on World Maths Day and he won 90 points.
And a big hello to the people that won, and well done. Woohoo!
And a big hello to Leah and Caitlin.
Bye for now. Here's Grenade by Bruno Mars.
Easy come, easy go.
Welcome to Hannah's Football News. Year 4 have won all three games at the tournament. First of all, I would like to give a shout out to Lauren, Amy, Anne, Sophie and Danae and all my other friends. Anyway, Year 4 won top of the group with 9 points and they were against Consett, Burnopfield and Lanchester. The first game was 3-2, second game was 4-1, and the last one was 3-1. Great result, and all played really well. Also, Mr. Patterson supported the team and was a great manager. So, good Mr. Patterson. Also, my godbrother Yazelle just got a new football training club and plays with Brooke, Joe, Joel and Samuel. He has been fitting in fine and training really hard with football. He has done well, but I do think that he's going to make it to the teams. Brooke is a goalkeeper and does really good as a goalkeeper. Well, bye. Next, have a good weekend.
My heart skips